want to stick to our zone schemes.
Being a senior, talking to Brandon. Brandon had a few blow-ups. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a few. Austin had a few.
Yeah.
How do you corral them? And do you play, I don't want to say mother hen, but, you know, mm-hmm. how do you do that?
Yeah.
Are you a good guy at doing that?
Yeah, I think I can do a good job of that. You know, I told Austin at halftime during the Northern Illinois game, he finished the half on a, you know, sour note. But, you know, the second play of the game, I went the wrong way. So, you know, I sat him down and I said, hey, you know, here I am 5 years later, I'm still making mistakes. And, you know, the biggest thing I can say to those guys is have fun with it. You know, even though, you know, things don't always go your way, you got to enjoy the moment. You know, this is very unique. Not everyone gets to do this. And, you know, that's something we talk about during the TV timeouts. You know, we're just standing out there by ourselves. Is, you know, breathe this moment in because it's unique and we'll never get to experience this again.
We have a young three new starters.
Mm-hmm.
Does run blocking come before pass blocking? It seems like that's the logical progression of things. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you know, it's just they're both different. And, you know, what I think is the run game, you know, you can spend a lot of time on it in practice and go into a game and it's easier to pick up. Mm-hmm. The pass game, you know, it's sometimes you just got to go against a, you know, Division I speed rusher like Northern Illinois had to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, again, one of those things, you know, success by trial and error. So hopefully we got the, you know, growing pains out of the way, but, you know, we'll find out as the season progresses.
Your dad said that he wasn't necessarily anticipating going into Saturday's game that Damon was going to end up having 30 carries. Is that something that you guys as an offensive line were anticipating? When you saw that his number kept getting called, what's going through your mind?
You know, we were just thinking Damian must be running pretty hard, and the film reflected that. He did a great job of hitting holes, and, you know, the good news is we left a lot of yards out there, so I think there's a lot of room for improvement as well. And, you know, Damian deserves all the credit. He ran extremely hard and, you know, makes us proud as an offensive line that we have a running back who's, you know, wants to get after it and touch the ball 30 times.
What did the film reveal on pass protect for you guys?
You know, we were making a lot of fundamental errors. You know, it's unfortunate we gave up 6 sacks. That's unexcusable. But at the same time, they're correctables. They're things that we can change and we can fix this week. And, you know, hopefully we can make strides of improvement. We can sit here and talk about it. But the big thing is coming out starting today and, you know, making those steps forward.